Revolutionize performance management. Managers need to ditch old-fashioned performance reviews and opt for frequent, meaningful conversations with their team members. Forget about yearly or biannual assessments. Those belong in the past. Instead, let's embrace a new approach called performance conversations. These chats are all about coaching and teamwork, focusing on helping employees grow and achieve their goals. Millennials, in particular, are over the traditional review process and won't stick around for it. By having regular 30-minute sessions every few months, managers can provide actionable feedback and support, promoting active learning and collaboration. Good managers who act as coaches show they care about their employees and their performance. Short, regular meetings between team members and manager coaches, happening around 6 to 12 times a year, are crucial. These sessions are well-planned, structured, and scheduled, lasting about 30 minutes each. They help build stronger relationships and trust within the team. During these semi-formal meetings, managers ensure their reports feel valued and supported. This encourages employees to become emotionally invested in their work, which boosts their engagement and performance. Upgrade your performance review game. More and more companies are ditching the old-school annual performance reviews and opting for regular check-ins between team members and their managers. Google calls this new approach one-to-ones, while others simply label them as feedback sessions. But whatever you name them, just do them. Trust me, it's time well spent. Breakthrough conversations through effective questioning. Questions are powerful tools used by various professionals, like teachers, lawyers, and doctors, to understand, solve problems, and connect with others. When we ask the right questions, kindly, genuinely, and positively, we can spark meaningful discussions, gain insights, and build trust. When it comes to asking questions, there are two main types: ones that get a simple yes or no answer, and ones that encourage a more detailed response. Good questionnaires know when to use each type. They ask direct questions for straightforward answers, and open-ended questions to spark conversation. Besides these, there are leading questions that guide responses, follow-up questions that dig deeper into a topic, and even tricky questions that can steer the discussion in a certain direction. Instead of grilling your team with accusatory questions like, "Why were you late again this morning?" try a more constructive approach. Ask something like, "What's making it hard for you to get to work on time?" This opens up a conversation without putting people on the defensive. Positive dialogue for better performance. Avoid making your team feel like they're under a microscope. Instead of filling out forms or taking notes during meetings, focus on genuine conversation. Invite your team to ask questions too, to encourage open communication. The goal here isn't to intimidate, but to support and coach your team toward better performance. Conversations are more effective than ratings. Instead of judging, focus on what people have achieved. Use positive psychology to help them see the meaning in their work. Highlight strengths, not weaknesses. For example, ask them, "How have you changed and grown in the past year?" This opens up positive discussions and leads to better outcomes. Coach beats bossing. In today's workplace, it's not about bosses barking orders. Instead, it's about being a coach who helps employees grow. Many jobs now require skills that workers might have more of than their bosses. Remote work becoming the norm, and old-school ways of measuring performance, like FaceTime in the office, don't cut it anymore. Managers need to step up as coaches. That means helping their team members learn new skills, tackling obstacles together, and working as partners to solve problems and hit targets. Each worker can also benefit from having a mentor, someone more experienced who isn't their direct boss, or a sponsor, someone who advocates for them. Performance talks usually focus on the good stuff, but sometimes managers gotta bring up the not-so-great stuff too. The key? It's all about trust and how managers give out that not-so-great feedback. Once there's trust and clear communication, employees are more open to hearing what they need to improve on. Performance conversations. Feedback. Give feedback to reinforce good behaviors and correct bad ones. This helps employees improve without feeling judged. Feed forward. Use feed forward to plan for future success and avoid repeating mistakes. This is like predicting what you need to do better next time. Ask questions like, what can we do differently next time? Or, how can we work together to do better? Frequency. Regular meetings with managers make employees more engaged. Schedule these meetings and stick to them. Adjust how often you meet based on your team's needs. Follow up. In meetings, check progress on goals set in previous meetings. This keeps everyone accountable and builds trust. Familiarity. Trust is key in the manager-employee relationship. Building trust helps feedback and assistance be more effective. Prepare for your performance talks by deciding on topics beforehand. Ask your team members to come ready with questions too. Keep notes from past meetings and encourage your team to do the same. Having a record of their achievements makes discussions easier and offers chances for recognition. Hold similar meetings with remote workers, maybe more often. Utilize 7 carefully selected questions during feedback sessions, with a focus on the inquiry, "What can I do for you?" These 7 powerful questions are the secret sauce for achieving success in any job or company. From owning up to our responsibilities and welcoming feedback, to setting clear goals and building strong relationships. These questions cover all the bases. 1. What's working well? This question kicks off the conversation by focusing on positives and achievements. It encourages reflection on past successes and sets the stage for discussing future goals. If you need specifics, you can ask about a particular project, then follow up with questions like, "How can we repeat this success?" or "What lessons can we learn from this?" 2. What is not going well? Encourage employees to share what's challenging them positively. By fostering trust, we create a space where honest answers can thrive, allowing us to provide the right support. Just like top athletes have coaches, our team benefits from guidance. Let's normalize asking for and receiving help. Prompt employees to discuss obstacles, concerns, and even personal matters openly. Explore why they face difficulties, their plans to improve, and how we can assist them specifically. Together, we promote actionable insights and active learning, ensuring continuous growth and success. 3. What else is going on? Switching up the conversation can lead to discovering new insights. You don't have to stick to just work topics. But if you veer off track, you can bring it back by asking about their work with Team C, or if they think our decisions are on point. Then, dig into ways to make things better, or what's bothering them most at work. 4. What is the status of your goals, action plans, and follow-up items? To coach effectively, always start by checking in on goals, plans, and follow-ups. If things are going well, praise the progress and discuss how to maintain it. If there's a setback, suggest ideas and offer support, encouraging them to brainstorm solutions too. Remember, you won't solve big problems in a short meeting, so plan a separate time for that. Keep the focus on how achieving goals benefits the whole team. Instead of asking, "What is the status of your goals?" try, "What is the status of our goals?" to emphasize teamwork. 5. What I can do for you? What can I do for you is crucial. Ask it frequently. It spurs action and accountability. Encourage your team to share openly. They might pinpoint obstacles, even if you're one of them. Offer support and resources, or remove barriers. Keep the conversation focused on solutions. This builds trust and fosters a proactive environment. 6. How are your professional relationships going? Curious about how things are going with your professional connections? It's essential because people need those bonds to thrive at work. Feeling isolated or left out can drag down performance and even push someone to leave the company. This question dives into the sense of belonging. You want to know if your team members feel appreciated and if they see the value in their work. It's also worth asking if they have buddies at work, and if there's anyone they think deserves a bit more recognition. 7. How are you? To ensure your feedback is valued, it's crucial to show that you care about the people you're giving it to. If others don't think you care about them, they might not take your feedback seriously. This question gives you a chance to connect on a deeper level. You might find out about important personal events, like a family member passing away or a big celebration coming up. If you need to get back to talking about work, you can ask, "How are things at work?" or "Do you feel like you have too much on your plate, or are you feeling stressed?" Let's enhance your performance review by adding targeted questions and promoting active learning. Occasionally, we'll ask about adjusting goals to align with the firm's new initiatives. Elevate your coaching conversations. "Hey there, let's level up those coaching talks. You know those quick 30-minute meetings? They're great, but they're covering only some of the bases. So here's the hack. Use a checklist. It's like your roadmap to ensure you hit all the important stuff at least once or twice a year." To ace performance talks, focus on boosting how your team works. It's your main gig as a manager. So, get set. Prep, listen up, mind your vibes, and start strong. Keep your questions sharp and truthful. Key points. 1. Swap yearly reviews for frequent supportive chats to boost team growth and engagement. 2. Use powerful questions to spark meaningful discussions and foster trust within your team. 3. Focus on coaching rather than bossing to help employees thrive in the modern workplace. 4. Encourage open communication and positive dialogue to enhance performance and build strong relationships. 5. Incorporate feedback, feed forward, and regular follow-ups to ensure continuous improvement. 6. Prioritize team well-being and professional relationships to cultivate a supportive work environment. 7. Elevate coaching conversations with structured meetings and targeted questions to address all aspects of performance.